Mr. Porter. Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Happy Feast. In 1980, Episode 5 in the Star Wars series was released and hit the big screen. If you remember the film, there was a scene where Luke Skywalker, he's the protagonist, the main protagonist of the series, is standing across a dark and damp swamp, learning and training from a guy named Yoda. Now this guy, if you're aware of this little green creature, Yoda was an old and supposedly very wise leader amongst the Jedi Order. Now Yoda had an interesting way of speaking and talking. He had an interesting voice, of which I won't do an impersonation today, because I'm not good at it. What does this have to do with the Feast of Trumpets? We're getting there. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 24, if you will. And while we're turning, let me paint you the scene. So Luke is standing in this dark, damp bog area, swamp. And if you're familiar with the story, he crash-landed his spaceship on this planet, hoping to learn from this master in all that he would train him into doing. Now he's watching as his ship is sinking into this swamp. So Yoda gives him the task to remove his ship from this swamp, not with his hands or with any machinery, but with the Force. It's a mystical thing that is present throughout the rest of the films. So Luke, having maybe a crisis of faith, he says, "All right, I'll give it a try." And that's where Yoda answers with a very iconic and memorable line. "No." Again, without the impersonation. "No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try." So Yoda, or more realistically the writers, they knew there was only doing or not doing. There is no trying. Brethren, today is the Feast of Trumpets, and it pictures a time when Christ is returning to this earth. And we see that pictured in this day. Look at Matthew chapter 24 and verse 45. Verse 45 says, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing." You know, brother, when Christ returns, we are to be found doing. But doing what? Well, there are many things that we are to be doing. But for today, this sermonette portion, let's look at one area that we are to be found doing. That one area and that lens that I would like to focus on is through developing God's gifts. Developing the things that God gives us in this life. Really building on those gifts. Turn with me one chapter over to Matthew chapter 25. There's a parable that's given that has been titled The Parable of the Talents. Matthew 25, starting at verse 14, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered their goods to them." So we see here the entrance of these servants to their master. The Greek word doulos, really slaves to a master. And each one, if you were to think about the context of these slaves in Near East ancient cultures, definitely had a considerable amount of authority and responsibility with their master's household. And each of them were given an allotment of talents, as it says here. Really picturing wealth or a money in this parable. Verse 15, "And to the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each one according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey." And so each one received an allotment of gifts, each according to their own ability. Not necessarily that one was more important than the other, but that the master, in his wisdom, saw what his servants could handle. And he gave them that amount. Verse 16 says, Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. Interestingly, in the NIV translation, it actually adds a phrase, "went at once." really showing the Greek and the indication of that the servants went immediately to work. Immediately they went and they put the talents to work, finding profit where profit could be made, building on the five talents that he was given. We can ask ourselves, if we put ourselves in this parable, have we responded immediately to what God has given us? All the many blessings that he provides, have we responded immediately? Let's continue reading on in verse 17. And likewise, he who had received two gained two more also. And so we see the two first servants, they were being productive. They were producing, really constructing from what God gave them. When we read in Matthew 24, when it said, find so doing, that Greek word doing means what you would think, but it also adds a little bit of an emphasis on producing. Maybe producing fruit, or authoring a work, or constructing. And no doubt about it, these first two servants, they were producing. They were building on what their master had given them. They were performing for the duty at task. Well, what about the third servant? Verse 18. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. Now this servant, he didn't produce. He didn't work, but instead made no use of the talent that was given him. He hid it in the ground. He hid his Lord's money. Verse 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. You know, this was after a long time that the master then returns. Verse 20. So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides them. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Verses 22 and 23 are a similar account of the second servant. He doubled his money as well and received the same reward. You see, as being productive servants, they were applauded and they were rewarded for their work. They were given a task of many after that. You see, they were responsible over a few and then given responsibilities over many. And then there's that wonderful line where it says, and they were to enter into the joy of their Lord, the joy of their master. They were rewarded for their responsibility and getting to work. They were rewarded for being found so doing when the master returned. Let's read verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. He turns the argument on the Lord and he says, I know you to be a hard man. That Greek meaning fierce or maybe unruly, maybe even unfair. Maybe the servant is thinking, you've put me in a really odd position. If I were to take the risk, if I were to go out there on a limb and try to be productive and I lose it all, well, then I could gain the wrath of my master. Or maybe on the flip side, maybe he thought, if I was successful, maybe I wouldn't see rarely anything of the profit. But regardless, the unfaithful servant did not do. He did not perform. Verse 25. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there, you have what is yours. So we see some of the motivation as well is that he was afraid and he was anxious. He didn't want to try to work at building the talent. He gave up his responsibility of a servant, of a slave, to his master. What was the master's response for this servant? Because he wasn't found so doing. Verse 26. But the Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So he answers in kind with using the same terminologies that the servant has used. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. He responded, not with reward. But instead with condemnation, wicked and lazy. The master's response was of rebuke. The person didn't build on what they were given. And we can think of ourselves, am I building on what God has given me? Because Christ is returning. Christ is returning, and we know that plainly from what this day pictures in the future. And he was looking for those who he finds so doing. You know, are we building? Are we applying? You know, you can apply this to the traditional sense of spiritual gifts. Talent in English renders up that type of thinking. A talent that has been given. You know, are we building on what God has given us in the gifts to build and edify the body for the growth of the whole instead of just the individual? You can apply it to everything God has given us. It's God, really, that gives us the ability to even obtain wealth. We see that scripture in the Old Testament. So are we using everything God has given us to the greatest and the best ability that we have? Really putting all of our work forward. Not doing, but doing. Are we doing? Verse 29. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, brethren, those who are building, those who are found doing, will then be given more. But those that are found not doing, those with less will have even less. In fact, in this parable, it says they'll cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. See, brethren, we can't take our calling and our knowledge for granted. We must answer now and work at what God is giving us for the benefit of the whole body. Because if we really think about it, God has given us so much. He's given us beyond measure wealth and blessings, knowledge that the world can only think or imagine. You know, true spiritual understanding. And we can ask, are we producing fruit in our lives? You know, are we using what God gives us, using God's Holy Spirit to produce the fruit that we need, to produce the character and the type of people we ought to be, so that when Christ returns, he can say, he found us so doing. Those are critical things that we must ask ourselves. Because we must remember, to whom much is given, much will be required. And that's something to think about. And beyond that, it's something to do. You see, brethren, when Christ returns, will he find us so doing? Turn back to Matthew 24, and let's read the conclusion of where we started. Speaking of the person whom the Lord does not find doing, in verse 50, it says, the master of that servant, so this is the unprofitable servant, will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he is not aware of. So not only is he not doing, but he's not preparing. He's not thinking, he's not getting ready for the return of his master. In verse 51, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, brethren, I can assure you, and the Bible bears witness, we want to be a people of doers. We want to be those that put the rubber to the road, if you will. Not just knowing and then sitting by idly. You know, Master Yoda, if I can use his title, right? He had something. He was on track. The writers knew what they were talking about. It's really do or do not. There's really no trying. On this day of trumpets, we are reminded that Jesus Christ will be returning to this earth. the kingdom of God will be established, and his people, those faithful servants, will be revealed. The question then for us individually is, will I be found doing? And so then let's do. Let's be a part of those that are blessed. Those that get to enter into the joy of their Lord at the wonderful and glorious return of our Lord, Jesus Christ.